In the middle of this dispute are the 12 million people of Kashmir. They and their land are both subject and object of the shelling that goes on day after day by both India and Pakistan. Reporter Rajiv Chandrasekharan of The Washington Post visited the line of control over the weekend and is now back in New Delhi. Rajiv Chandrasekharan, how has everyday life along the line of control been affected by all the recent shelling?
Well, for the people who live up and down this 450-mile line of control, they say that the war has essentially begun for them already. These are people who are too afraid to be out planting crops in their fields. Their kids are too afraid to go to school. Tens of thousands of people on either side have fled away from the border to escape the shelling. Those who are still hunkered down in their villages spend hours on end in crude underground bunkers to escape the sort of the thunderous sound of these shells hitting all around them. Indian and the Pakistani soldiers aren't crossing the border as yet. They're just firing these things off. Essentially, it's sort of a tit-for-tat activity that goes on every day now.
You've been able to compare notes with your colleague from the Washington Post, who is on the other side, the Pakistani side of the line of control. First question, I assume there are casualties frequently in all of this shelling.
Indeed. Casualties on both sides. My colleague Sharon Lafreniere visited hospitals where they're filled with shrapnel victims, talked to villagers who have lost relatives in the firing. The dynamic is pretty much the same on both sides. You're seeing casualties, you're seeing a lot of fear, you're seeing movement of refugees.
Are the people who are being hit with shrapnel in this, you're describing civilians, people who are farmers and who simply live in villages near the line, are the Indians and the Pakistanis firing at military targets across the line and missing, or are they firing less discriminately?
The reports from local people, from eyewitnesses, from victims, they contend that both sides are firing at civilians. Officials on both sides deny this, but it's clear that a lot of these shells are going far astray. There's another reason for this, perhaps, according to analysts in India. That is, firing at civilian areas has the benefit for the Indians of scaring the local population on the Pakistani side, which the Indians contend help the Islamic militants infiltrate into Kashmir, and the hope is that it cuts down on the infiltration of militants into India.
From what you found over the weekend when you were up on the Indian side of Kashmir and what you heard from your colleague Sharon Lafreniere about what she found on the Pakistani side of the line of control, how has all of this shelling actually affected what people think in Kashmir about what should happen to the province?
Interestingly enough, in my conversations with people, I got a fair handful who were saying, every time India and Pakistan get into one of these arguments, our lives are disrupted. Just fight the war, get it over with, and let's live our lives. Fair handful of others say, look, any fight over Kashmir will just wind up hurting the Kashmiri people. That's what a lot of the local people, particularly on the Indian side of Kashmir, have to say about it. And on the Pakistani side of the border, the attitudes that my colleague found were overwhelmingly anti-Indian. They blame the Indian government for this latest round of aggression, neglecting the fact that scores of militants who have allegedly trained in Pakistan have allegedly infiltrated Indian-controlled Kashmir.
Rajiv Chandrasekharan, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Goodbye.
From New Delhi, that's reporter Rajiv Chandrasekharan of The Washington Post.